Yeah, so we'll put goals here.
Mark Swerdling started Generation Z, a youth sports marketing company, 7 years ago. He has three employees and lists cash flow, responsibility to employees, and being nimble as keys to success.
I think people are looking to do business with small companies. Again, you know, I hate keeping using the word nimble, but I think that's something that big businesses are looking for from some of their vendors is being nimble. So, but I think people are very excited about where the economy is and where opportunities lie, and I think that's kind of a unique thing.
At Snowdonia, a Welsh-style restaurant in Queens, New York, owner Carrie Spiller says she's now barely making a profit 2 years after opening. In addition to the high cost of electricity, Spiller was surprised by the extent of government involvement in her business.
Basically, I think it's taxes. That was my biggest lesson. Employee tax, you have to pay all, you know, unemployment, well, sales tax, naturally. Just all these little elements that go into what your monthly responsibility is, and it especially in the beginning is overwhelming.
The small business owners VOA spoke with cite healthcare costs as one of the biggest expenses and risks. Small businesses with fewer than 50 employees are not required to offer health insurance, but to attract and keep employees, it's basically a necessity. David Rossini, who owns an engineering company, says providing health care is almost the biggest and most frustrating issue he faces.
We feel it's really important to give our employees health care. We cover most of their health care expenses. And since I've been doing this for 10 years, every single year health care goes up 20 to 25%. And every year we go, we shop around, we try and get the best coverage at the most reasonable rates. And it's just something that we cannot control.
A recent economic forecast from Bank of America CFI Group says small businesses are doing well. But according to Sue Lonergan, the bank's small business executive, there's caution with optimism.
Small businesses are still hesitant to spend and expand, and that includes hiring. And they're very nervous about the fact that there could be turnover because there is potentially some wage inflation on the forefront.
The survey also showed the American entrepreneurial spirit is alive and well in millennials, those who were born in the 1980s and 90s. Many of them are looking forward to owning their own small businesses and are very optimistic about the economy. Bernard Schussman, VOA News, New York.